In Delray Beach, Florida, there's a public high school where 65% of the student body recently immigrated from Haiti. It was founded 4 years ago by an American poetry therapist and a Haitian-American U.S. Army veteran. They named the school Toussaint Louverture School for the Arts and Social Justice. Louverture was the father of Haiti's independence movement. The students learn in their native Creole language and in English. Youth Radio sent us some of what the students have done there this year, poetry written in English class, and music from the girls' choir.
Oh, my dear flag, your color shines more than the moon in the sky. You are beautiful like rainbow in the sky. You are not something that we can buy. And then, when you float, you are not shy. You dance like trees in the time of earthquake. Your shape is nice like the shape of a rectangular cake. Your color is not orange, but you are sweet like an orange. Your words are never changed. Each time you talk, you always say that everything will arrange.
Si ton prochain se tourne contre toi, tends-lui la main, ne le réprime pas.
Love, love seems so sweet. When we start to know it, when you are in love, everything is so beautiful. Love is a sweet dream. You are still like in the clouds, in love. Give love is giving all of you. When you are loved, you are feel like a queen. You say into yourself, you won. You have looked for a long time and finally you have found the deepest gold of all hearts, love. We can say, love is like a poisonous snake. When you know how manipulates the animal, you sleep calm, but be careful. It can be betrayed when you sleep too much.
Mets ta confiance en Dieu qui te donnera une vie de joie, une vie d'espérance. Mets ta confiance en Dieu qui te donnera une vie de joie, une vie d'espérance. N'aie pas peur, Jésus te prend dans la main. Lève-toi et marche sans
reculer. That was the girls' choir at Toussaint Louverture School for the Arts and Social Justice in Delray Beach, Florida. We also heard poems by students Shirley Luke and Vanessa Ramirez. Our story was produced by Youth Radio.